Dear world leaders, I know your job isn't easy and the pressure's immense as you navigate uncertain, unfolding events. You ask us to stay in our homes and to put on our masks while I come to you now with the simplest of asks. Just encourage us. Look back through the archives, the most famous of speeches, Shakespeare's Henry V, Churchill's fighting on the beaches, Martin's dreams of the children with skin black and white in a world hand in hand who would play and not fight. They sprung verse from adversity, through world movements and war. They used words that when spoken help the hopeless wings to soar. Right now, these are the speeches that we so need to hear, so our goosebumps stand up and we're roused from our fear. Look, you can tell us of cases till we're blue in the faces. We all know the dangers, but the whole human race is, in this moment, confronted by the very same foe. And you were chosen to guide us all through that unknown. So we hang on your messages when things slip and decline. Connected only by screens, we share statements online, but we're stuck on one narrative and it's always alarmist. So a word to the wise, don't discourage the artists. We need the creativity of people more than ever right now. Call upon them to reforge the old stories of how we inspire the youth and look after the old, or bring peace to the tired as they shoulder their load. Look, if you're an elected world leader, then that surely implies we need more than polite pleas to just stay inside. It's so disheartening to feel like these words are in vain when such talented people are told to retrain. You have dancers, comedians, poets galore. There are actors, musicians, filmmakers and more. And while key workers are working themselves to the bone, and when weary and drained they must find their way home, what words of encouragement ring out in their minds? What strength for tomorrow do you want them to find? We need plays to be written and songs to be sung. We need solidarity now so we might overcome. It's an emergency, but not just the medical kind, because it pervades through our spirits, our hearts and our minds. Where's the passionate speeches that I have not heard? To encourage gives courage, that's why it's part of the word. The last thing that I want you to hear in this rhyme is one day, all together, we'll look back at this time. We will collectively mourn those the virus has taken. There'll be businesses broken and livelihoods shaken. But I'd wager right now that our spark will return and those embers will ignite a new beacon that burns. But what of you, I do ask? What will your legacy be? What will the history books read? What do you want us to see? Inspire us now, and we'll remember your name. We'll remember how you answered the call when it came. Kids will quote you in essays as they remember this strife. We'll drink toasts to your words, they'll make films of your life. So the gauntlet is laid. Take it up, if you dare, with intelligence, empathy, wisdom, and care. Just give us something to cling to, encouraging words we may heed. I hope you'll be that world leader. That's the world leader we need.